First off today, we continue our interview with Olu Oyuumi, economic modeler with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, on Canadian agri-food trade exports, starting with some recent trade agreements.
Canada currently has comprehensive free trade agreements, FTAs, with countries representing two-thirds of world's total GDP. Three important FTAs are the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, with the EU, the Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement, CPTPP, with Asian Pacific countries, and the new United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA.
You mentioned those recent trade agreements. Can you talk a bit about the importance of them?
The CPTPP agreement is world's third largest free trade agreement between Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. CPTPP has a market of 320 million participants and a combined GDP of $13.6 trillion, or 18% of world's GDP. It is the largest trade agreement to be ratified since the 1995 WTO-Uruguay Round Agreement. The CPTPP's enhanced market access to key Asian markets offers an opportunity to mitigate some of the risks associated with Canada's trade with the United States. The new USMCA will serve to reinforce Canada's strong economic ties with the United States and Mexico. On September 30, 2018, the United States, Mexico, and Canada announced the completion of negotiations toward a new USMCA. The outcomes preserve key elements of this trading relationship and incorporate new and updated provisions that seek to address 21st century trade issues and promote opportunities for the nearly half a billion residents of North America. The Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement, CETA, further opens trade with a population of over 500 million people in EU's 28 member states. The CETA agreement is a progressive trade agreement that upholds and promotes the values Canada shares with the EU. As opposed to some of the nations in the Asian Pacific region, the EU provides another set of challenges, such as some trade and social barriers. The key for Alberta's producers will be the ability to meet supply and demand in the EU and determine whether some of the societal barriers are worth changing production for instance, hormone-free beef. That being said, the sheer size of the market could make it enticing and viable, in particular for beef and pork exports.
Olu Oyuumi is an economic modeler with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry.